1925, I left Tennessee very much alike. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been writing all my Tennessee stuff. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, one of her brothers for the bad law. Sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never would have lost like the Tennessee stud. One day while I'm riding through a beautiful land, I ran smack into an Indian. They jumped their nags with a whoop of the yell, and away we went like a bat out of well. I circled their camp for a time or two to show them what a Tennessee horse can do. The redskin boys couldn't get my blood, cause I was a redneck Tennessee stud. Come on, boy! The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never would have lost like the Tennessee stud. So we drifted on down into no man's land, crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal, till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. And a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with us, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Oh boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was lost like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my gal in Tennessee. And that Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was dreaming of a sweetheart too. And I said, easy, big fella. So we looked right back across Arkansas. I beat up a brother and then I had to slap her paw. When I found that gal with the golden hair, she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Oh, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a boss like the Tennessee stud. Reckon I ought to pick one right here. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood over the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, the little house coat played right on the door. I loved that gal with the golden hair and the Tennessee stud loved the Tennessee mare. Man, there was good horses, but the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was off like the Tennessee stud. Thank you, folks. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank you much. On November 18th, Jack Lawrence here, and I will have the pleasure of appearing with David Grisman at the Sanders Theater. Yeah. Do a little flat picket here to wind it down with. Oh, all right, come on, cheater. Now you can do better than that. bear with me just a second. I guess I got a minute to change. Get old faithful, Jackie. I'm going to have to wrap the boy and tell him he's got to put stronger springs on that thing. That's a newfangled capo. I was trying out. I got away with it until I got ready to flat pick. I might hit a hard note here and annoying as this is and too much out there. Anyway, we're going to do a little dab of flat picking here. Something about like Big Sandy and Salt Creek. That's not you. Do it in that order, man. You got to.